This morning we have a guest speaker for a few minutes. It's Stephen Dulaney from Campus House in West Plains.
Good morning. Oh my goodness. Yes, really good morning. You guys get to hear me real loud and clear. Like I said, I'm Stephen Dulaney from Christian Campus House West Plains. My wife is in a purple shirt, and then one of our students, James, who's actually our secretary, is here with us as well. Super excited to be here with you guys and share in a Sunday morning service with you all. And so before I get started, I actually have a video that I'm going to ask if they will play, and then I have a couple of slides. So, Next Steps program is actually what we're doing right now. We're traveling around to churches that already support us. And first of all, thank you guys so much. Your support through your church and through the Men's Fellowship, without that, we would not be able to do what we do. And it is unbelievable the work that we are able to do in West Plains. We started with one student a little over 2 years ago. And it was a little discouraging at first because the first 3 weeks we had one person show up, but now we're up to 17 is the average per week. And I think that we can have continued growth, and my goal is to have 35 by the end of the school year. And I think it's completely possible, especially when you look at the statistic that I said in the video, 90% of Christians that graduate high school go to secular universities. So there's a large number of Christians on that campus, most likely. And a lot of the reason there would be more Christians at the West Plains campus is the A-plus program that is used. West Plains accepts that. And so a lot of seniors who graduate are going to use that A-plus program and most likely go to West Plains. And so we get a lot more Christian students there. But there is a very large number of Christians that in their first year of college, they completely stop going to church. To never go back. So that's why we're there. We're the extension of the church. We're the college youth group, kind of. And Jane's shaking her head yes. She completely agrees with that because we're a little bit crazy sometimes. Next slide, please. So the mission statement is moving this generation of students on the college campus from isolation to a thriving community engaged with Jesus. And that has to happen. Otherwise, we have that 70% to never come back. And we actually partner with a lot of the other campus houses as well. Most of our students are going to graduate and move up to Springfield. And so we partner, if you guys know Dave Embry, we partner with their campus ministry in Springfield and send a lot of our students there. We actually have students skipping out on Julie and I's anniversary this Thursday to, she's covering her face, to go hang out with the Springfield campus house. And we actually just got back on a missions trip to inner city St. Louis with that same group as well. Go ahead to the next slide. So branching out is our Tuesday night hangout. It started out with, about 2 years ago, actually, one of our guy students said, hey, I think it'd be a good idea if we did a coloring night. And we were like, what in the world are you talking about? You're 20-some years old and you want to do a coloring night? Just, that felt a little weird, but we started doing it, and we had consistently 5 or 6, 7 people showing up on Tuesday night and literally sitting there coloring in coloring books. So that year, the highest selling 2 books on the New York Times best-selling list were adult coloring books. So he was on to something, and so we actually started doing that, and now we actually, anybody in here like Disney movies? So on Tuesday night, we will do Disney movies. Last week, we actually watched Elf. If you guys ever seen Elf, that movie is ridiculous. So we hang out and goof off, and then on Thursdays, if you go to the next slide, please. Thursdays, we have our Rooted, and that's from Psalm 1:3 is where we get that. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and all that he does, he prospers. That's what we want for our college people. We want them to be completely, firmly rooted in Jesus before they have to go somewhere else. Because if they're not, that's the number that falls away. That's the number that doesn't come back. The largest growing religious movement in the United States right now is nothing. People who have no religious affiliation. And we're here to combat that. We're on that campus, which, if anybody here has ever been to college, secular college, my first year of college was on a secular campus. It can be pretty dark times. And it's really easy to just say, you know what, I don't think I'm going to go. I don't think I'm going to go to church this week. It's really easy because your parents aren't dragging you to church anymore. You don't have a ride to church anymore. But the cool thing is, we're literally located across the street from campus, and we hold our CCH Rooted, our Thursday nights, actually in one of the lecture halls now. And it was like, for some reason, Julie and I felt like there was this hold last year, first semester. And we're like, man, we're just not having any growth. Things aren't happening. And as soon as we moved to over on campus, it was like that next week we went from 6 to 11 people. And so for some reason, there was a hold, but now there's not. We can have that continued growth. We have student-led worship now, which is something I never thought would happen at a small college in West Plains. But our students actually lead worship, and our officers lead the announcements and the prayer requests. And the only thing I have to do is get up and speak and then disappear, which is pretty awesome because college people, believe it or not, connect better with other college people. And they just need to hear something to encourage them to move on. Next slide, please. So the St. Louis mission trip, we just got back from that. North City Church of Christ and Inner City Christian Church. We took 7 girls this year, which was a treat for me. Yes, wonderful. I love our girls. They're wonderful. And so they did a variety of things. But the coolest thing for me was to see them interact with people who they have never met before in an environment which they've never been and show the love of Christ. We live in a broken world and desperate need of Jesus. And to see them being Jesus in that community, which my wife actually found a bullet that had been fired from a gun the next morning in the parking lot. So that's a place that desperately needs Jesus. And I got to see them do that. And for me to be able to sit back and watch our girls go out and love these kids, different skin color, different everything, different background, different everything, and love them with this unconditional love of Jesus. That's what Christian Campus House of West Plains is all about. And that's what we all as Christians should be about, this unconditional love of Jesus and showing it to everyone. Next slide, please. So next step. I kind of introduced it at the end of that video. Next step, we owe $37,840. Now, we've had $160 in donations already. Actually, another 100 came in from Mountain Grove last week, which is awesome. So it's a little bit less than that now. So we're going to the churches, and we're asking individuals, if you have, you feel the need to give a little bit, we're asking 380 people to give $100, or a group of four people to give $25 each, or over the next 4 months, give $25 a month, and help us pay this debt off so we can start pouring that money into our college students. One of the things that happened when Nate Cooper transitioned out and I transitioned in is a lot of those donors that knew Nate for years transitioned out with him. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. That happens in church. That happens when new ministers come in. But we're looking for individuals that are willing to step up and to help us out. So other campus ministries spend around $700 or $800 on one event. We spend about $500 in a year on all of our events, which is awesome. I mean, that's a testament to Campus House of West Plains. But at the same time, if we have more money to pour into our college students, we're probably going to end up bringing more people to Campus House and, more importantly, to Jesus. I don't care how many butts are in the seats on Thursday nights, as long as there are more souls in heaven. That's what matters. So ways you can give, you can, there's a GoFundMe page set up, and if you find me on Facebook, I post the GoFundMe page once or twice a week. You can send checks to CCH, and then the memo, write next step, so we know where to put that money. Or you can give through your churches. But most importantly, what we ask of you is that you pray for us. And if you're not in a position to give, don't feel like I'm trying to guilt trip you. Pray for us, because we need prayer. Most of all, we need prayer that God's going to move in this ministry and that we can start sending people, our students, out to churches, get them plugged in. So thank you guys very much for having us. I think that's my last slide. Yes. All right, we're good. So thank you guys very much for having us this morning.